B-Pod Studios.
Make it your home page.
A connection.
98.5thesportshub.com.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Doesn't matter. I'll say something.
Why? You pulled your headphones on. Say it now.
I'd like to appeal to any HVAC person out there. Heating, cooling expert.
Yeah.
It's a Marconi winning station. Station does well. Got a hell of a studio. Great building. They can't fix our air.
I'm wearing shorts and a polo today, folks.
The heat is affecting my brain.
Uh-oh.
I can't think.
Look at Dennis Knudsen, chief engineer. You take it.
Shorts and a polo.
I know what you told me.
He's taking.
I'm about to censor.
Shorts and a polo.
He's taking.
Get the censor in.
Issue with this.
I don't think he's happy about this development. Do you want to come in and talk to us about it?
Why don't you sit here?
Do you want to make an official statement on it?
Why don't you do 4 hours of entertainment?
Dennis is Dennis Knudsen.
Dennis
he is the chief engineer here at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dennis does a fantastic job on a radio.
Very smart man. Very intelligent. Very hardworking.
Let me pull up a chair to our desk here that's either going
to
be too high. It's either
going to
be too high or too low.
Are you listening to music on your iPod? What, do you got music on?
The work never ends for Dennis.
I'm actually in a conference call. I'm a little busy, but I took time out of my day to come and see you.
Right.
Okay.
So we're going to get this
fixed. Hold on. What's the problem?
How many weeks?
I hope your line is muted on that conference call.
Hold on. guys, stand by. I just got pulled into a little conference in the on-air studio.
How long has the studio felt like this?
It's been a while.
What?
Let me tell you.
It's been weeks.
Let me tell you what's wrong.
Part of the problem is admitting the
problem. So we had... This is where it's going to get... It's boring for the
listeners. No. We want to know. We want to know.
Because I am being affected, and it's affecting my listeners.
Zoe just told me I can't do the show anymore. I can't think. He said, I can't do the show. I need to go home.
Okay, my show.
Look how he's stressed. Stand up. He has shorts on. He looks like he's going on a freaking cruise.
Shorts.
Okay?
Polo.
This is how we have to dress now to come to work.
We had a fire alarm go off twice last week at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Something on fire?
We had bad sensors. Until we get those replaced... We can't turn the AC on.
While you guys
are really hot in here...
Who cut the power to the AC?
Country across the way is really, really cold. So go to your show out of one of
the... So is this the responsibility of the fire department?
Whataboutism, right?
Am I calling the wrong people?
What about country? I don't care about that.
We can't turn it back on until the sensor's back.
So this is on the fire department?
No. This is on the part that we're waiting for.
No, but the fire department won't turn on.
They will not.
Well, no, you got to fix your building. You got to fix your building before they turn things back on.
And by the way, people on the simulcast side, don't be fooled. Just because he's not wearing a fleece vest doesn't mean he's not an engineer. He actually is.
So these sensors, are they hard to acquire?
I would say so. Yeah.
Do you need help in acquiring one?
We're working on it.
What are the odds on?
Beetle gets on that typewriter television. He can online shop for anything. He'll have one here.
We've got some of our best
probably this afternoon.
We've got Charlie.
Well, I mean, like, there's...
You can't find the sensors?
I've been out to eat with Charlie. Do you know how long it takes Charlie to eat?
I understand.
Okay, choose every single bite.
I was there.
I mean, it's. I'm like, I can't eat with him anymore. I can't do this.
So how long would it take him to order a part is what your point is.
I have a personal HVAC.
Can you not find the part? Is that the problem?
Can I ask a question? Can I go back to work?
No. You came in here, now you're ours.
If work means fixing the studio, then yes.
I have an HVAC person that fixes, residential home ones. There's got to be like a corporate
commercial HVAC.
What are the odds they would have that part?
They're the ones who are ordering it. I'm not going to say who they are. They're the ones who are placing the order. The order's been placed.
Are they going to fix it or you're going to fix it?
No. They have to fix it. We're waiting for the part to come.
So you're not going to fix it?
This is one of those.
We were told you were going to fix it.
No. This
like
is
you were going to get up on the roof and fix it. It's up on the roof, right? Where is it? Where's the sensor?
Here's the thing.
Is it outside or indoors?
I only worry about the things I can control. I can't control this.
Is the sensor inside or outside?
It's inside. It's okay. Up in the roof.
So, do you have to go up on the roof?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's
Capello's texting, get him off TV.
Where's, you know what?
You know, yeah.
I only have one more question. No. Where's Mingles? You know what?
Right. We love Mark Mingles.
And we still had him. Right. This would have been fixed. He's right weeks ago.
He's probably still outside that parking lot.
Weeks
Thank
ago.
Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait for you. Mr. Morgan.
What do you want me to do with Zoe now? So said he can't think I have to quit the show. He said I have to go home. That's what he just told me.
I got you.
I'm schmitzing.
Thank you. Just finished 40 minutes left. Come on.
You got 49 minutes.
What do I do with him now? I was talking to him and he wasn't. I'm sorry. I can't answer. I can't think.
Talking about the heat made me hotter. Now it feels hotter in here.
I think it's comfortable in here.
Do this.
Just got to dress for the occasion.
You know, like when you land in Miami and you get off the plane, and right when you're coming out of the main.
This is the feels like temp. A
couple of ferns.
Right, this is what the feel like temp.
White couch.
Oh, this is the jetway.
You take your bag down, and you're coming out and say, thank you, sir, for a very nice flight. You did a great job. You go to step off the plane, and the external, the raised jet thing, the extender, where you step on and you step off and you go,
yeah.
Oh, it's you. Oh. You inhale that heat.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Every breath in here is like that.
Oh.
Yeah, like, oh, Florida.
Oh.
Look.
Like when you step outside the casino in Vegas in the middle of June or July, and you go,
whoa. So you know what? My skin feels better with the humidity. Like, I have no cracking in my hands. I used to have cracking hands. Now it feels great. So maybe this is a good thing.
And then it's hot and humid.
I might wear a tank top tomorrow.
I think you should.
Hot takes above something.
It's impressive.
Now I want a mixed drink. Hell with Thanksgiving. We'll just cook the turkey in here.
Do you think that part is going to be helped out by the holidays coming up here? Do you think we're going to get
it? I'm sure they'll be right on it over the holidays. We broke the air here. We ordered a big part. Yeah. Don't feel like rushing. Put it in regular mill. Part. Yeah. The engineer, they cannot fix. We got Dennis. He plays with his... Yes. We need... Yes. Here we go. It's the best part. Screaming, so. Yeah. Go, so. His name is Scott. I'm done. Feeling hot. Oh, no.
Boston's home. Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now I understand who Dennis is.
It's good. Well, add him to the list of characters here.
Mass buys a lot of things. He probably has one of those mini dishers in his locker back there.
Bring one in.
Now we get that off our chest.
Really, you got it off your chest.
Yeah.
Hardy and I just sort of watched. But good for you.
CEO liked it. She had a good time watching it.
Yeah, that's in the building today.
He's got to fix that.
Yeah. Bob's on 495 today.
Hey, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
It's Paul, but, you know, Bob's okay. You know, I haven't called worse things. You know what I mean?
I apologize, Paul.
We're going to get new interns.
We'll get on
worry.
The intern for that.
That's okay. You know, it's probably an unpaid internship.
No, it's really not.
You know?
We won't fire him.
Right. He's a veteran. Good. He can't hear out of one ear.
No, it's good. So, you know, I was thinking about Amari Cooper, right? You know, the guy gets erased. And, you know, that's why receivers don't win in this league. Forget about it. I mean, I don't care who it is. Take a look. I know Bert Breer, and he talks a lot. My God, does he talk. But, he, you know, on and on he goes about the best wide receiver on all the Super Bowl teams. take a look. For the past 10 years, been nothing but good, solid guys, not these flashy, over-the-top, high-priced guys. So I think team building, forget about it. We just keep doing the same way we do. Take these small guys, take the little guys.
You know what? That's interesting what you bring that up, okay? You know? So you look at New England won it last year. You jump back a year. It's obviously Philadelphia, then New England. There aren't really, you know, top five type flight receivers. It was Jeffrey and who else was there with the Philadelphia when they won it? It was Aguilar.
Right. Alshon, those aren't Jeffrey, top Aguilar. Five guys.
No.
Top 10 guys.
No, I mean, he got paid like $8 million, but they're not considered a high flying one or two. I mean, they put Eric Rowe on it to start the game.
So that big point is that good defenses will always shut down top receivers.
And
because
amazing.
Receivers don't make you a winner. That's an interesting thought.
It is amazing. That
because
you take,
Julio Jones hasn't won anything in Atlanta.
Squat. But he played his ass off that game.
I don't know that he was the reason why they lost that game, though, was he?
No, the quarterback is. The quarterback without, you know, taking the 7-step drop with 3 minutes left. Not
all
seeing
right,
a front,
here's
front
one.
Blitz.
DeAndre Hopkins. He hasn't made Houston a winner.
Right.
Can't win from that position.
I heard that last night, too. Oh,
doesn't mean he's not worth having. It's just that you're not going to win because of that position.
I don't know who said it last night. Somebody said, we'll see what Gilmore's made up next week. His hands full with DeAndre Hopkins next week. I'm like, does he?
Larry Fitzgerald has been one of the best receivers going on, you know, 15 years in the NFL. He's obviously not up there as one of the best anymore.
He was close, but he wasn't why Arizona lost that game. He had a touchdown in that game. He played his ass off in that Super Bowl.
Wasn't enough to get them over the top.
That was Santonio Holmes.
He did. Night. He played his ass off in that game. Yeah. He had a great game.
He could be the last, like, great receiver that lost but played well, you know? I mean, Seattle, when they won, they didn't have great guys. Like Doug Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin. And who was on the other side? What's his name?
13. That was the big guy. 15. Tyler, not Lockett. Lockett wasn't there yet. Who's that tall kid, Jim?
The kid that caught like his first pass ever in the Super Bowl? Matthews. Chris Matthews.
Yeah, Chris Matthews. Like, those teams. How about Denver? Like, they didn't have great receivers. They had good tight end. I mean, Manny Sanders, right? That's about it.
Good.
But Demaryius Thomas. I never looked at Demaryius Thomas as a top guy. That guy's soft. Seriously.
Justin's in Lowell. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey. I just wanted to touch base on that last offensive drive. How did that last play only take off 1 second? Brady threw up the ball. That's pretty ridiculous.
Poor clock operator.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
So I've seen it again a couple of times. And actually, someone emailed the show this morning.
We've done that play in practice. It takes about 6 to 7 seconds for that play to do that. We've been running that for 20 years. It's six tight, one guy out. You max protect it, 90 protection. You drop back 3 steps, and you throw it as high and far as you can out of bounds in the area, general vicinity of the player.
Once the ball crosses the white line, though, isn't it out of bounds? Isn't it where it goes out in the air?
What's the rule? What does the rule say?
I don't know. When does the punt? Okay,
on punt, it goes out in the air where the yard line is.
So then every time that receiver, that official puts his hands up, runs up on a shanked punt, that clock's still running. It never stops the second that punt's shanked.
Maybe they're trained to do that at the end of a game, though, situation.
Why all of a sudden is it a different rule at the end of a game, but it's not a different rule when it's a punter? That makes no sense whatsoever. They blew it at the end of that game. And Novak didn't have an answer for Brady.
Well, how would he? He's not operating the clock.
I understand that.
I don't understand how he would have an answer for Brady. Like, Brady's pissed at him.
I know that Brady's like,
what does he want the guy to do? I don't have the clock. I'm not the one holding the clock.
New England's run this, have run it multiple times. And Brady's telling me, I've done this 20 years. I know you're a new guy. It's a first year. But again, you better get your bleep straight. That's a five. There's 5 ticks left on that clock. That's a 7-second play we ran. You see when the ball goes out of bounds when they stop it. Still coming down. It should have ended.
The only thing that I think could happen, as an emailer suggested, is when in football, you are down to seconds, they don't go to tenths of a second the way they do in basketball or hockey, right? And in theory, that could be not five, but it could be 5.9 seconds. Although it does seem like that thing stuck
that thing
there.
Hung, dude.
That thing hung. That seems like more than a full second. extra.
I mean, what are you going to say? It's tough to see it. It was raining. It was windy. I thought the ball came down quicker, and I was quicker with the trigger. I don't know. That's the only way you could explain that.
I enjoyed Edelman during that whole situation.
One, he plays it perfectly. That's what you should be looking at. Don't tell me the clock operator's down there staring at the ball. Like, oh, no, technically it's out. We got to stop it. Stop the clock. That's well-coached stuff right there. It's perfectly coached.
Does it matter?
Yeah, because they had one more shot at it, and say you had the miracle play like Miami did last
really?
Year. Yeah. That does matter. They got burned by, does it matter? Does it matter just to throw the tight end back there to play free safety? Yeah, it matters. Yeah. He got burned by it before. We ain't getting burned by it again.
Okay.
That's another coaching advantage there. But
going based on that last play.
Would Jason Garrett do that, or would he run the ball and just turn it over to you with 5 seconds left? I don't know. I don't think the Cowboys would do that.
Okay. Well, when you dab the ball with a couple minutes to go, you might have to pick up multiple first downs to put it away. That's all. That's all I can really say about that. Yeah. I don't think it mattered. I'm watching again. I can't keep stopping. Yeah, it feels like it was more than a full second.
1,001, 1,002.
TV says it was almost 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Steve's in Millis on that clock. What's up, Steve? Steve.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I run into you in the market sometimes in Franklin. You're a cool dude.
Thanks, brother.
I love listening to your stuff. And the next guys that come on, the short guy and the tall guy from Wisconsin, sounds like a Canadian. I can't stand them guys. You guys are all right.
Well, we appreciate you listening to them since you know exactly who they are, though.
Last night, they even said it on TV, a guy from the sideline, like security or something, he caught the ball.
Yes.
The clock's going to run until he caught it or was going to hit the ground. That guy with the clock definitely screwed up. What was
yes.
it, 6 seconds?
Correct.
That thing hung for at least 8.
Yeah, TV had it. It's a little over 6 seconds and there are 5 seconds left. They're off by about a second and a half. That's all.
Which means even if it was 5.9 instead of 5 flat, there's
so
still extra
do?
Time there.
So if you're Brady, what do you do next time? Maybe you.
So you're talking about, but you could be talking about an error in judgment on the clock of half of a second.
Right.
Half of a second.
But again, like defensively, you shut it down. You think, okay, we've run this out. Now we got to hurry up, snap our helmets back up. Maybe you're starting to take your tape off, get back out there. And it's a good job by Bill calling timeout to make sure everybody's on the same page here.
Well, that last trick play, that last play, the miracle nice. Play.
Yeah.
Really was good.
Really was. It's a nice completion to help your stats.
Pete in Ohio. Pete.
Hey, boys. Happy Monday.
What's up, Pete?
What's up?
Hey, did Mabel ever call in? I didn't
no.
hear.
No.
She might
still
be banned
waiting.
For life
it's here. Almost 1:30.
Yep, she's got half hour.
Haven't seen her name on the board yet today.
Well, shout out to her. I like her. And your call screen of Jimmy the Coast Guard, dude. He's a brother in arms. Hey.
That's right. You're a Coast Guard guy, too. You told us to stay out them oceans. That's what you told us.
Stay out of the water. Stay off the beaches. Hey, I have the last two games, I have been totally frustrated watching our offense. However, the special teams and defense has looked great. I don't think we're going to get past Baltimore this year with the way our offense looks. It's just, my God, I'd rather have a root canal than watch our offense now.
Who plays tonight? Who plays tonight on Monday Night Football?
Tonight, it's Ravens.
Ravens at Rams.
At Rams.
I think Rams got a shot tonight. That would give Baltimore 3 losses. That'd give you a 2-game lead. That would be huge. Guess who plays Ravens next week? San Francisco. I think San Francisco's got a good shot. Think they can play? Yeah, Jimmy looks good.
All right, Hardy has headlines. We'll get to one more segment of calls. I'm hoping that we hear from Mabel at some point.
Oh, we're here. She said she was going to
call. She said she was going to call. I haven't heard from her yet.
You guys going to pick up the phone when
also,
I call at 11?
An update on Antonio Brown next.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Antonio Brown, he met with the league last week, and as a result of that, and an apology that he publicly made this week to Patriots owner Robert Kraft, there are teams that thought, okay, he may be on the verge of coming back. Let's pump the brakes on that. Not so fast. What I'm told is he got brought in for his interview, and it was very cooperative. But he had so much more information the NFL now needs to go run down. I'm being told it's still a few weeks away from them making a decision. And then one team said, okay, what if we sign him right now? The problem there is if you sign him now and the league decides to put him on the commissioner's exempt list, he's on your roster, and you still have to pay him, but he can't play. So we're still a few weeks away from learning the fate of Antonio Brown.
Jay Glazer on Fox yesterday with a report on Antonio Brown's status within the league. The league now apparently trying to corroborate things that Antonio Brown said in his interview with the league. That's the stage they're at. Chasing things down, checking things out, seeing if things add up, trying to figure out who's more credible in this back and forth between he and his accuser. That's where they're at. But as Jay Glazer said, it's going to be a few more weeks before they determine anything. Which means no team is probably going to go after him until the league resolves the matter. Right? By the time that is resolved, let's say 3 or 4 weeks down the road, where are we in the league calendar?
Approaching the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Good time to bring a guy in.
Might have like week 17. Plus playoffs?
Yeah, bye week, get them ready for the playoffs. Yeah.
All right, let me give you, I'm just giving a scenario here. How many teams would be interested in Antonio Brown under that scenario?
About as many as interested in Kaepernick? None. Unless you have catastrophic injuries. I mean, say you're one of those big teams. Like, remember when the Patriots, when Welker got hurt late in the year? Guy like that goes down. Oh, man. It's our guy. We're heading to the playoffs. Now, that would be a type of team, not given with the past that happened here, but you'd look into bringing potentially that guy in.
See, the Kaepernick analogy is bad, though. Kaepernick can't come in and help your team.
No,
right now.
My point was nobody's
just
interested.
Made the point.
I'm not comparing the two. There's just zero interest in Kaepernick. No. That was such a sham.
But under those sort of circumstances of you might get a week or two in the regular season, if that, and then the playoffs. And you're bringing in a player who's got a troubled past outside of his, again, I want to say his accusations of sexual misconduct. Outside of those accusations, he has a troubled past in football with the Steelers, with the Raiders. I mean, he's got issues just football related. Never mind all the off the field stuff. Yeah. He's got issues on the field. And with teammates and with coaches and with front office executives. And he's a lot to handle. So do you think there are a lot of teams that would line up and go after him? And I'm with you, Zoe. I don't think a lot of teams would. They'd say, no, we're at the end of the year.
Need the headache
if
right
we're going to consider Antonio Brown, we'll do it for next season.
It's too disruptive.
We'll consider it then.
Right.
If the league clears him.
Too much of a personality to bring into a locker room that may be a tight-knit, thriving one at that time. And that guy could throw a wrench into it.
Unless you're a team that already had him in the locker room this year. And you're the New England Patriots, who last week had many of their players going on Instagram and liking a post by Antonio Brown. There are plenty of players in that locker room that could get along with Antonio Brown just fine because they know him. They've already dealt with him for a week and a half, 10 days.
And there's really...
They know what to expect.
There's no affirmation from the organization or team side of it that says, we'll never talk to that or bring that guy in again because you can't...
Oh, none. Exactly, and I made this point to Jeff Howe yesterday. Pregame. Did you hear me say this?
I did not. Oh. Everybody has middled this thing perfectly. Like
the Patriots,
it's good he did that. That's his decision to put that out there, but good for him.
Let me tell you, I believe Tommy Curran, and I believe Jeff Howe's reporting on this matter. I think that they are getting it right from the important people involved that would know that the team, as of right now, wants nothing to do with him. No. Kill that story because we don't want him. I think they're right. But if they change their mind at some point,
I didn't tell you that.
Because there is a positive development in Antonio Brown's status with the league, where the league says, you know what?
League clears him.
There's too much back and forth. He said, she said, it's very unclear. We don't have enough here to punish him. We're going to let him go back to playing.
You're free to play.
You're free to go ahead and sign, do whatever you want to do.
Oh.
All I know is that if this team changes their mind, there's nothing that they said on the record about not wanting him back.
Correct.
Nothing. They will
You have a team with home field advantage.
Make their decision.
For this guy to mix with a quarterback that would be like a B12 injection into his arm.
And they could sit there and say, Jeff Howell's report, Tommy Kern's report. What sources? They didn't talk to me. Because that's the advantage of being an anonymous source. You don't have to reveal yourself if you change your mind. So I only say this because Chris Gasper said to me yesterday, and I just think he's a very well-connected guy. He said,
very well put together guy.
Could very well put together as well. He's both of those things.
Gap ad.
He said, I could see a PR path in which the Patriots could bring him back before the end of this season. I said, even after everything that's been out there? And he said, yes. Even with everything that's been out there, even everything that has been reported. And he said, that is no disrespect to Jeff, who was sitting right there. He said, in your reporting or Tommy Kern or anybody else, he said, I'm just saying that before this is all said and done, I could see a PR path for them to do it and bring him back. Now, that would require a change. To go back to the Tommy Kern story, the whole what's changed. Well, if something does change, they could then change their mind. And they'd say, no, we never had made up our mind. Who said we made up our mind?
Bring him back for week 17 against the Dolphins. He already played against the Dolphins the first time.
In terms of like what's actually on the record from the team
very
about
little.
Antonio Brown,
nothing.
We appreciate the hard work of many people over the past 11 days, but we feel it's best to move in a different direction at this time.
Hi, Rob.
That's it. And that's all they ever said about Antonio Brown.
That's all they ever said.
Not a peep since. And they've been...
Well, the only... There has been some
quarterback's stuff. Been prodded and
yeah,
poked.
A lot of people have been liking his Instagram posts. It's been positive. They haven't done anything that they would have to walk back.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And so there's this idea, though, that keeps floating, like, you got to get him because Kansas City will get him. Or someone else will pick him up. I don't know that that's as big of a threat as you paranoid Patriots fans have made that out to be. I don't think that's as big of a threat as you think.
Baltimore.
Could be Baltimore. It could be Kansas City. And then you've got no shot. Give me Antonio Brown. I don't know if that's a big enough threat. But if someone's going to bring him back, you can see how a case could be made that it would be the Patriots. If it's 3 or 4 weeks down the road that they figure this out with the league. Until then, I think he's going to remain unemployed. That's what I think.
But if he's going to come back, I wouldn't discount the Patriots. I just can't. Until they say something a little more negative about anything negative about him.
Today's takeaways are coming up next. It covers three major topics. Pie, heat, and kelp.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Waking 180 Weight Loss, who wishes you a happy Thanksgiving, you big fat turkey.
Happy Turkey Day, you turkey.
Yeah.
Mabel never called today.
She's done. I won't call either.
I'll give her until tomorrow.
I don't care.
By the way, we've had a couple of people tell us that on the clock operator, that the ball needs to land or hit something before they stop it, which would be more in Brady's favor.
Which would be more indicative.
I looked at the actual the game timing rule book from the NFL,
yeah,
and it doesn't – I can't find anything specifically about that. It just says that
Bob did too,
the game clock operator shall stop the game clock, and it just says when the ball's out of bounds. It doesn't describe what is considered out of bounds. If it's hitting the ground, if it's hitting something out of bounds, is that –
human element.
When is it out of bounds?
Yeah. I just like the use of the word shall.
Right. So when you kick a field goal,
the clock operator shan't clock, stop the game clock until he deems it necessary to stop the clock.
The Marine who was on the sideline that tried to catch it, that him, like, catching it half a second sooner may have been the re- like, stop it.
Nope.
Stop.
Are we sure it was a Marine? Are we sure it wasn't a Coast Guard guy?
Hey, so when you kick a field goal, do you stop the clock the second it crosses the crossbar? Or do you stop it when it hits the ground?
It hits the net, right?
Thank you. Yes.
That's what I would
tell
say.
Me. You stop the clock the second it technically goes out of bounds, out of the field of play. No, you don't.
Honestly, right. Brady, though, just very quickly, his whole, people say we get breaks. I don't know about that one. Easy.
Yeah, let's yeah. Don't go barking up that tree, kid.
Easy.
He's pissed on that one. I guess.
Okay, fine. Don't call into question, like, the overall fairness going back for the last, I don't know.
That's right.
Maybe go back to the, I don't know.
He was giving it
Raiders
to
playoff
game.
Going all the way back in time, talking about the benefit of calls. Let's not do that.
Except they got that one right, which is, like, against the argument there. Because they applied that rule exactly the way it was supposed to be applied. Mm.
Says you.
No cap. Go to the kelp call.
Hi, kelp.
The kelp. I found out what was being said. It's not no kelp. It's no cap, according to many who have chimed in on the matter.
No what?
No cap. No cap, which means like no lie or no bull.
No, that doesn't mean that.
That's exactly what it means. You can look it up for yourself. No cap.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. No kelp.
Heard that.
Yeah, there's a thousand right. explanations for no kelp, but no cap?
But I mean, if you have bad hair, you don't want to wear a cap.
All right.
Getting
all
tweeted right. many screenshots of the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary is all over it. No cap usually means no lie. Someone usually uses this after saying an unbelievable statement or asking a serious question.
I got kids. I mean, are we this not hip? I never heard that.
No cap.
I never heard that before either.
Is that like, I? Jim said people were tweeting us saying they're old crackers.
The slang term no cap has become one of the most popular phrases in hip-hop. It's grown from a handful of mentions in 2016 to hundreds of references by 2018. Genius.com traced the origins of no cap by interviewing a number of rappers as well as Dr. Sharice King, a linguistics professor at the University of Chicago. Yes, and
that solves it.
They traced it.
I'm reading some rap lyrics right now.
No
yellow,
cap.
Yellow diamonds like banana, that's cap. Put some dirty and mellow yellow, no cap.
All right, let's get on to the pie, right? Pie, next.
Only desserts on the table, custard pie, pumpkin pie. Didn't
what is,
have either.
What
Didn't
is
like
custard
either.
Pie?
You know what custard is? You put custard into a pie, and it's a custard pie.
I mean, I've heard of blueberry pie, apple pie, cherry pie, rhubarb pie, pecan pie. Apple pie, pumpkin pie, key lime pie. What the hell's custard pie? Is that another Rhode Island thing?
That's
you on balls in Rhode Island?
Stop wasting Wednesday shows, though. We have that plan for Wednesday. How many pies can someone
I
name?
Used to be able to name every nut there was. Peanut, walnut, pistachio nut.
Hazelnut.
Macadamia nut. That's the one that used to make my mother go crazy. She said, Holland Pepper, would you stop naming nuts? Pine nut, which is the name of a town, but it's also a
Miss
nut.
Daisy, how are you not going to have every Thanksgiving pie? You got to have pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. Eat your pie.
What if they were having, in Shawshank, Thanksgiving took place, and there were pies for Andy and everyone else. Mm-hmm.
That Andy sat there, and he didn't have one bite of any pie, but he had the enjoyment of his friends outside around the fire of the holidays.
Fire.
As they lit...
They allowed the prisoners to build
they
a fire.
They lit the prisoner's tree with packs of cigarettes, lighting up the light.
I don't even know. I don't know what to say about that.
You know,
at least he redeemed himself today. Scott Zolak redeemed himself in a big way when talking about the heat in the studio, and he freestyled for a bit.
It's impressive.
Now they want a mixed drink. Hell with Thanksgiving. We'll just cook the turkey in here.
Do you think that part is going to be helped out by the holidays coming up here? Do you think we're going to get
it? I'm sure they'll be right on it over the holidays. We broke the air here. We ordered a big part. Yeah. Don't feel like rushing. Put it in regular mill, part, part, part. Yeah. The engineer, they cannot fix. We got Dennis. He plays with his... Yes. Yes. Here we go. That's the best part. Scream in. Zo, 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 zo. Yeah, yeah. Go, zo, 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 zo. His name is Scott, Scott, Scott.
Not bad.
Well, delayed reaction on your laughter, dude. And these guys, Felger Mass like it warm in here. This is too warm for them.
It starts to affect you after about 3 hours.
Oh, it's too warm.
You start hitting the wall after about 3 hours. You get through the first two, it's not bad. It starts to wear on you.
Well, tomorrow we'll be in Foxborough, yeah. You and I.
And then Wednesday, you know, they go to fix it Wednesday.
Yeah,
I don't know. Get away here Wednesday. They won't do it Thursday, Friday,
Saturday. Monday. Plenty of parking available out there on Wednesday. Don't you worry about
that. Okay. See you guys tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Felger Mass are next.
Foxborough.
See ya. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.